Hey, this is Pete Cironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm talking with my friend and colleague, Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting, on this episode of Something to Talk About. Samara, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty fired up, caffeinated as usual,
I've
really
got to catch
excited.
up.
Yeah, do that, do that. Green tea is my choice this morning, for what it's worth. Samara, I love the article you sent me this week in Chief Magazine, written by Lindsay Galloway. I think it's very timely. The title of it is 40% of business leaders say Gen Z is unprepared for work, and talks about how there are some unwritten rules. And again, it's opinion, but we're going to dive into it. Just so everybody knows, I have four children, and they're all in that Gen Z. And the definition I found is born during a time between 1997 and 2012 of widespread internet and social media use. Gen Zers are often characterized as being digitally native, entrepreneurial, and socially conscious. They value authenticity, diversity, and inclusivity. That being said, Samara, perspective on the article.
I thought it was an extremely fascinating article. We talk about workforce a lot. We talk about workforce shortages. In this article, they start by saying that they surveyed 1,200 business leaders, and 40% don't believe that Gen Z is ready for the workforce. Obviously, that's a very big percentage, but the next part is what really struck me. Then they go on to say of the 40%, 94% avoid hiring Gen Z, citing their lack of work ethic and communication skills, as I fumble my words. It also mentions that 30% of the workforce will belong to Gen Z by 2030. I mean, we're 5 years away from 30% of the workforce being Gen Z. 94% of the 40% are just avoiding hiring Gen Z. That really struck a chord for me.
So let me jump in on that. How do you address that when you're interviewing somebody?
Oh, absolutely, Pete. And it's funny, I was going to bring it back to culture. To me, it's not so much, I mean, Gen Z, I think you and I have spoken about this before. I always challenge when you see these different articles and they speak about specific generation as having X, Y, and Z. I don't know if it's a generational thing or if it's just people being people. Right? I mean, everybody was home for X amount of time for COVID. We all had to get reacclimated to being back in an office. Now, the point that they're making in this article is that Gen Z has not been in an office. So Gen Z is learning to be in an office, whereas a lot of us are learning how to return to the office. That part I find fascinating. But to your point, Pete, absolutely. When we have our interviews, I give a ton of thought to the work environment that we have. On Point is structured right now in a hybrid work environment. We have meetings, we go in when necessary or when we want to.
Well, let me close with this because everything you're saying, I was making notes when I was reading the article myself, and clearly what the article is conveying. And look, folks, I mean, we know that we're in this world now where virtual is a thing, hybrid's a thing, and people are coming back. And there's folks who have a perspective on that. But I think it's one of those situations where we're adapting, and clearly you are. But providing mentorship, communicating clearly and openly, teaching the unwritten rules that are not in stone but might move towards being understanding of where that type of individual or their makeup, and then fostering a positive and inclusive work culture. That's what this article's really emphasizing, and what you're doing is clearly aligned with that. So those are my two cents. Any parting shot from you?
Yes, I think a lot of it is about teaching, and a lot of it is about actively listening, and a lot of it is about changing the framework. I think if somebody is suggesting or asking the question of, well, why do we do it this way in the office, or why do we have to be there? You flip the script. I mean, that's an opportunity for you to learn and say, well, why do you think we want to be here? I don't think anything is the same in terms of offices that from years ago. So when we say return to office, we're not returning. We may be physically returning, but it's a different game out there. There's different technology out there. And I just think if we all go in with the thought of teaching, training, but also learning and being open to learning, I think that's the key.
Cannot say it any better. Slam dunk. Great to see you and hear from you and talk with you, Samara. I will talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pete.